Maria, there we go. Bring us in on this morning's breakfast show. First track for this week, Huey Lewis and the News there, and Power of Love. Right, what have we got lined up for you this morning? We're normally on a Monday, don't we? Normally on a Monday, we do a Music Monday, don't we, today? But just so happens there's a friend of mine in town today, who is, well, he set up a conference here, does it occasionally. First time, obviously, since the pandemic, so we'll be chatting with Llewellyn. Llewellyn Banks Hughes later on this morning. He's Welsh, but that's okay. So that's what we've got lined up for you. Great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock. Usual bits and pieces. We're going to look at some of the local news headlines at 6.30, 7 o'clock. Some of the international headlines. Also, some of the business headlines, international business headlines at around about 7.30. We'll also take a look at the weather. Do we have to, I hear you ask. What has happened to our weather? That's what I want to know. It's all gone weird, isn't it? Are we in November already? Here's the NCE.
Got this stupid kind of love. Get all crazy when I feel your touch. I don't know where it was. I lost my cool and fell for you. Loving the way you are. How you move. Don't care about
show. It's better than coffee.
Maybe.
Oh, there we go. Yes, that is the Cranberries there and Animal Instinct. And before that was, I mentioned DNCE, and that was Lose My Cool. Breakfast show time. We are 13 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. Don't forget, we'll also be taking a little rummage around the internet as well, see what we can find. Try and find some nice stories for you, as we call them, antidepressants, here on the Breakfast Show. So we're going to be doing all that during the course of this morning. I know we're about a minute early, just coming up to 14 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to keep you hanging around. We're going to have our shower. Here we go. Make sure you get the water nice and, not too hot, not too cold. There we go. Right out. Oh, there we go. That's better. Diana Ross, the Supremes, with a bit of a remix for you this morning in the shower. There we go. That's it. That was Diana Ross, Supremes, Baby Love. It's the Albie Moore Shambles remix. And that's it. Out you get. And on your way to wherever it is you're going today. I mean, I wasn't joking about the weather. Looking out the studio window this morning, it's one of those mornings you can hardly see horizon because the sea and the sky, they sort of blend in about the same colour this morning. And didn't it rain yesterday afternoon? Oh. As I say, it's more like November, October, November, isn't it? I was saying to somebody, Wiki, normally this time of the year, just after we've had our summer, which wasn't as long as normal, we get sun in the morning, and then, you know, when everybody goes to lunch, it rains for a little bit, and then in the afternoon we get sun again. Not anymore. I suppose the upside of it is they'll be able to keep the draft for the ships up high, won't they? But there's always an upside. Hey, yes, absolutely. 18 minutes after the 6 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show.
So let's set the world. the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Featuring Janelle, that is the group Fun and We Are Young. Fun, by the way, no longer around. They're active from 2008 to 2015. Originally coming from New York City, of course, New York in the States there. And it was formed, the band was formed by a guy called Rate Roos, then former lead singer of Format, Andrew Doss, formerly of Anathylo, and Jack Antoff of Steel Train and The Bleachers. Right, now let me see, their debut album, by the way, was a thing called Aim and Ignite, and that one was just called We Are Young. Used to be. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. Talking of Fun, it's Bananarama. I heard a rumour.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And absolutely. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. We're 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at some of the local news, we're going to be looking at this in more detail over the, when we get to 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock this morning. The Ministry of Health reported on Sunday that in the last 24 hours, 5 deaths from COVID-19 have been reported, plus one from an earlier date, and 2,167 new infections. Now, according to the epidemiological report, the accumulated number of deaths to date amounts to 8,227. Meanwhile, in the last 24 hours, they did apply 10,458 tests, returning a positivity of 20.7%. Active cases, they total 28,014, of which 27,785 are in home isolation, and we've got 229 that are hospitalised. Those in isolation, they're divided into 27,699 at home and 86 in what we call the hospital hotels. Now, those hospitalised, 229 altogether in the wards, 193 and 36 in the intensive care units. Ricardo Lombana was elected as president of the party in formation. This is Otro Camino. During the convention held on Sunday, Lombana got 266 valid votes. Meanwhile, the businesswoman Giovanna Graziede, who also aspired to preside over the group, obtained 8 votes. With 91% participation, Otro Camino thus celebrated its national constitutive convention, where the statute, government platform, code of ethics and distinctive symbols of the group were also approved. Now, Lombana, who was a presidential candidate in the last elections in 2019, said that Otro Camino is not born from a checkbook, but from the will of those present at the consultative convention, an event that was financed and organized by the Tribunal Electoral. Among those attending the event were the former Minister of Social Development, Leonor Calderón, and the former Administrator of the Panama Canal, Jorge Luis Quijano. During his speech, Lombana's speech at the closing of the convention, Lombana asked the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, to take urgent measures that could affect the quality of life of the Panamanians. Lombana requested, among other things, that the state of emergency that governs the country due to COVID-19 be lifted once and for all. We had the most aggressive lockdown in the entire region. We are still in a state of emergency now. Unemployment or hunger is going to kill us, he stressed. Members of the Coalition for the Unity of Colón, CUCO, who declared a strike in the province since May the 9th, continued their actions in the streets this weekend. This Sunday, CUCO carried out a foot-washing activity for both its members and the general public, which took place on 10th and 11th Streets, Central Avenue in Colón. Similarly, by the way, Wattier, who is the head of CUCO, mentioned that they are asking for concrete actions in order to reactivate the projects that generate more jobs for the province. He also recalled that they are requesting the restart of the works of the new hospital, the construction of the new bus terminal, improvements in educational centres and roads. CUCO also reiterated his request that Monsignor Romolo Imaniani, who they have already had contact with, serve as a mediator between the government and said organisation in the search for solutions in Colón. a greater prioritization of spending to give greater weight to investments and reduced operating spending is the recipe agreed by economists consulted to strengthen the economy and public finances at a time when public debt is growing. Now, the economist spoke with La Prensa as well after knowing the latest data on the Panamanian public debt. At the end of April, the balance of the non-financial public sector debt stood at $42,939.9 million, thus heading for $43,000 million, a level that has never been reached. The figure of public-private partnerships, PPPs, is a tool for progress for economic recovery and job creation in the country. This was highlighted by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama after learning this week that the Inter-American Development Bank chose Panama as the venue for the 2023 PPP Americas Regional Forum. In its weekly column for La Cámara Opina, the organization stressed that PPPs seek to participate participation of the private sector in the provision of infrastructure and services traditionally provided by the government. And hundreds of people participated this Sunday in a demonstration against Bill 241, which establishes that 35,000 hectares of Lake Bayano are in the Guniala region of Maragundi. Down with Lou 241, they say. Nieto veto that law. Respect the boundaries were some of the slogans chanted by the demonstrators. This is where they were sort of congregating there. This group of people reiterated their opposition to Bill 241 approved in the third debate in the National Assembly and which was presented by the Guna deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Petita Ayarza. The leader stated that if the project is sanctioned by President Laurentino Cortizo, the Guniala region, or the Guna region, would be given total discretion over the use of Lake Bayano. This despite the fact that there are villages in Chepo, such as Cañita, El Llano, and Torti, that have access to this water resource. I didn't hear any reason why they want to change it. Anyway, never mind, that's it. That's some local news. We're going to be looking at that in a little bit more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. If you're keeping an eye on time, it is exactly 22 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
When you give your heart, you get it all.
Bobby Gentry and In I'll Never Fall In Love Again. 19, by the way, before the hour of 7 o'clock, if you are keeping an eye on the time. Top of the hour, 7 o'clock, don't forget we're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Less depressing seems to be the weather this morning, because I can actually read things without having to put a light on. So that's rather good. Every cloud has a silver lining. The only thing is you can't really distinguish the clouds at the moment. Next on my playlist, this is Joe Brown and the Brothers.
That yellow dress you wore when we went dancing Sunday nights, that's why you'd give me the movies when they dim the lights. I've tried in vain to wash the memory from my brain. I can't forget you.
Jerry D.
If you're gonna give me good kisses like that, what? Honey, don't you know I'm gonna give them right back?
So give
that's
me.
A kiss and good away. That's a kiss and good away.
That's a kiss and
good way. Mess around and fall in love.
You remember this? You know you called me on the phone.
Yeah, baby.
And just because I was alone. Yes, you came around wooing.
Admit it.
You better ask somebody if you don't know what you're doing.
Now you kissed me and you rocked my soul. Don't come around knocking rock and roll, cause that's a rocking good way.
Yeah, that's a rocking.
You came around a wooing. You better ask somebody if you don't know what you're doing.
Now that you kissed me and rocked my soul, don't come around knocking rock and roll. That's a rocking good way. That's a rocking good way.
I'm with you, baby.
That's a rocking good way to mess around and fall in love.
sing again.
The rocking good way.
And I'd love to rock. How about you?
Baby, you got what it takes.
Ain't that something? You dig the rock?
Well, there we go. It's a rocking good way. And say, before that, Joe Brown and the Brothers, and That's What Love Will Do. We are 14 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Just taking a little rummage around the internet, looking at some of the BBC news this morning. HSBC, the bank, has reportedly suspended a senior executive who accused central bankers and other officials of exaggerating the financial risks of climate change. Last week, a guy called Stuart Kirk, a leader in the bank's responsible investing team, a good position for him, said there's always some nut job telling me about the end of the world. At the weekend, HSBC's boss, Noel Quinn, posted on social media that he did not agree at all with the comments. The firm declined to comment and reports that Mr. Kirk has been suspended. Mr. Kirk, who is a global head of responsible investing in bank's asset management division, was suspended pending an investigation into a speech he made at an event last week, according to the Financial Times, which first reported the story. His role, which is based in London, involves considering the impact of investments on environmental, social and governance issues. Well, is he the right guy for the job, one might well ask? Well, we'll see if he's suspended or if he ever comes back. 12:30 before 7 o'clock on The Breakfast Show. Don't forget, I'm going with, through with you till 10 this morning. Love, Spit Love, it's called. That's it. Love, Spit Love, how soon is now? That was by Charmed here on The Breakfast Show. And the time is, it's 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Don't forget, I've got a guest coming in this morning, unusually for a Monday. Llewellyn Banks, who's a good friend of mine, who I've known for many years, from the days when I was working in the marine fuels business. And in fact, it was way back the 90s, when because I was here, I'd set companies up here in Panama, and we actually convinced them to come here and do the Bunker Fuel Conference here in Panama, and they've been coming back regularly ever since. So I thought it'd be nice to have Llewellyn to come in and chat with us about the conference this week, and also find out where my commission's gone. You should be so lucky.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Go following on from The Police and Wrapped Around Your Finger. That is Mr. Del Shannon and Keep Searching. And that's just about bringing us up to the top of the hour on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And it is just after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the international news for this Monday morning. In a sign of Russia's urgent need to bolster its war effort in Ukraine, Parliament said on Friday it would consider a bill to allow Russians over 40 and foreigners over 30 to sign up for the military. The website of the State Duma, Parliament's lower house, said that the move would enable the military to utilize the skills of older professionals. For the use of high-precision weapons, the operation of weapons and military equipment, highly professional specialists are needed. Experience shows that they become such by the age of 40 to 45, it said. The White House is working to put advanced anti-ship missiles in the hands of Ukrainian fighters to help defeat Russia's naval blockade, officials have said. Amid concerns that more powerful weapons that could sink Russian warships would intensify the conflict. The last Ukrainian forces holed up in Mariupol's smashed Azovstal steelworks surrendered on Friday, Russia's defense minister said, ending the most destructive siege of the war as Moscow fought to cement control over the Donbass region. Hours before Russia's announcement on Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the last defenders at the steelworks had been told by Ukrainian military that they could get out and save their lives. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister has warned of a food shortage as the island nation battles a devastating economic crisis and vowed the government will buy enough fertilizer for the next planting season to boost productivity. a decision in April last year by President Gotabaya Rajapaksa to ban all chemical fertilizers, drastically cut yields, and although the government has reversed the ban, no substantial imports have taken place. A handful of cases of monkeypox have now been reported or are suspected in Britain, Portugal, Spain and the United States. The outbreaks are raising the alarm because the viral disease, which spreads through close contact and was first found in monkeys, mostly occurs in West and Central Africa and only very occasionally spreads elsewhere. Well, monkeypox is a virus that causes fever symptoms as well as a distinctive bumpy rash. It is usually mild, although there are two main strains, the Congo strain, which is more severe, with up to 10% mortality, and the West African strain, which has a fatality rate of about 1% of cases. The UK cases have been reported as the West African strain. Now, historically, there have been very few cases reported or exported. It has only happened 8 times in the past before this year, said Jimmy Whitworth, a professor of international public health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, who said it was, quote, highly unusual. Portugal now has logged 5 confirmed cases, and Spain is testing 23 potential cases. Neither country has reported cases before. United States House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Britain that there could be no US-UK trade deal if it proceeds with plans to unilaterally scrap some of the rules governing trade with Northern Ireland. Britain warned European Union authorities this week that it could discard post-Brexit regulations painstakingly negotiated with Brussels, including border checks on some goods shipped from mainland Britain to Northern Ireland. The trade protocol aims to keep the British-run province, which borders EU member island, in both the United Kingdom customs territory and the EU single market. After teaching for 3 years at an international school in Shanghai, Michael is preparing to break his contract and leave, worn down by stringent measures against the coronavirus. Following 2 years of nearly shut borders, onerous health checks and quarantine norms, a decision at the beginning of April to lock down China's commercial center proved the last straw for the 35-year-old teacher. It has reached a point where the economic benefits of working here don't make up for the lack of freedom to come and go, the science teacher said, declining to give his full name for reasons of privacy. Shanghai announced its first new COVID-19 cases outside quarantined areas in 5 days on Friday and imposed stricter curbs in 2 districts, but did not signal any change in the planned end of a prolonged citywide lockdown on the 1st of June. The commercial hub of 25 million people in its 7th week of lockdown has been slowly allowing more people to leave their homes in recent days, with many residential compounds issuing passes for brief walks or trips. Where to? Well, of course, to the supermarket. And that's it. There's some of the international news for this morning. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Still to come, don't forget, we're going to be taking a look at the weather in a little while. Also coming up, of course, on this morning's program in the 8 o'clock hour, before we chat with Llewellyn, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her everyday story of country folk. As I said, we'll be chatting with Llewellyn about the Maritime Conference that's here in Panama this week. And also, in the last hour today, no doubt we'll check in with Yasmin. And we never know, she might give us a treat. A couple of days in music, born on this day in music, perhaps. Anyway, we've got plenty of great music going through till 10 this morning, like this one. This is Let Me Be the One from Expose. That's it, Expose and Let Me Be The One. If you are keeping an eye on the time, just like to keep you advised of the time, because you're sort of sorting yourself out and going off to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. It is exactly 11 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Ooh, dreamy, why do you cause me to weep, cause me to mourn, you cause me to pack my bags and leave home. You're the master of none. Oh, the race has begun. I was born a champion. I was born to jump and run. Oh, did you hear the rain? Oh, the rain. Ooh. You can try and run and hide, tearing at the chain. Your time, oh, now you're wasting mine. You pull me back in line, and I'm counting every minute, and I guess you think that's fine. Oh, did you hear the rain? Oh, the rain. Ooh. You can try and run and hide, tearing at the chain.
George Ezra, what a voice he's got. And that was Did You Hear the Rain? Or did you? Couldn't really miss it yesterday, could you? Good grief, it poured down yesterday. Anyway, that, by the way, also let me remind you that in around about 30, 35 minutes time here on this morning's breakfast show, we're going to be giving away two tickets to the Il Divo concert. Yes, indeed. Two tickets. All right. To the Il Divo concert. What I am going to be doing is I'm going to be asking you two questions to do with Il Divo. Okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it a little bit interesting, because what I'm going to want you to do, when I give you the question, you know the answer, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the second correct answer, just on WhatsApp, all right? It's going to be a little bit interesting, because sometimes, you know, people come in, it's always the same people. We're going to try and make it a little bit different. So two Il Divo tickets to give away. And we're going to be taking the second correct person to give me the answer. And there's going to be two questions, and you're going to have to give me the answer to both of them, because it's a nice prize, isn't it? Of course it is. And that's going to be in around about half an hour's time, about 7:45, 7:50, something like that. So I know we have a lot of people in the cars on their way to wherever it is they're going in the mornings. So we're going to try and give everybody a chance. But by the way, if you are in your car, when I tell you we're going to do it, try and find somewhere to stop. Do not try and do it while you're driving, all right? Anyway, did you hear the rain? Well, let's see if you're going to hear any rain today. We're going to take a look at the weather forecast. Let's start off in the Costa Rica, in the province of Colón, as we normally do. We're looking at the maximum temperature today of 30 degrees Celsius and 20 being the minimum. 36 the thermal sensation, and relative humidity, they've got 85% relative humidity over there during the course of the day. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. In the afternoon, isolated rains with some thunderstorms popping in for good luck. And tonight, a few showers. So there we go. Now, let's move over to West Panama, moving over to this side of the isthmus. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. It's going to feel quite warm and probably sticky at 38 degrees Celsius. Thermal sensation, 80% relative humidity. It's going to be cloudy this morning, isolated rains with those thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Okay, so there you go. There's your weather for West Panama. Moving along the coast, let's see if there's any chance of it being a little bit different. Here, no, we've got a few showers during the course of this morning. No chance of showers this morning that I can see looking out the window, because although there is some hazy cloud out there, it is really quite high. And we're not going to get the high temperature either. We've got maximum temperature of 30 degrees Celsius, with 22 being the minimum. Now, 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation here in the metro area, which is quite a bit better than West Panama, which is up there at 38. We do have relative humidity the same, though. That's at 80%. Few showers during the course of this morning. Those isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and chance for a few showers tonight. So pretty much the same for those. Now, let's move out into the Gulf of Panama to the Perlis Islands around that area. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. It is going to feel hot at 39 degrees Celsius, the last of the mild discomfort. And relative humidity, it's way up there at 90%. Cloudy during the course of this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. So there we go. That's the weather. Let's take a look. Let's move over to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off with the tides, with the Pacific. Low tide, that was at 3:34 this morning, 0.61 of a metre. High tide, that will be just before I wrap up, at 9:58, just before 10 o'clock, 4.42 metre high tide. Low tide again, the second one, that'll be at 4:11 in the afternoon, 0.91 of a metre. And at the last high tide, 10:27 tonight, 4.11 metres. All right, now let's take a look at the Caribbean. We're looking at low tide, that was at 12:16 this morning, 0.06 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 6:16, and that'll be 0.27, or was rather at 6:16, and that was 0.27 of a metre. The low tide again, the second one, will be at 1:28 in the afternoon, minus 0.12 of a metre. And the last high tide, 8:19 tonight, and that'll be 0.21 of a metre. So there you go. There's your tides. Now, moving on to that, let's look at the actual sea conditions. If you are thinking about boating today, or going into the water, or if you're one of the boarding officers that are working in the canal, sit tight. We've got good conditions for this morning. That's over there on the Caribbean. 7 to 9 kilometre an hour winds, just a nice breeze coming in from the southeast. And the waves, though, they're going to be at 5 feet. So you want to be a little bit careful when you're boarding during the course of the morning. Let's see what we got in the afternoon for you. Not much of a change. They've just got 5 kilometre an hour wind, so say a slight breeze. The directional change to north-northwest in the afternoon. Waves, though, no change there. They are going to remain at 5 feet. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. We've got, again, light winds this morning, 11 kilometres an hour. That's all it says here, coming from an easterly direction, and waves will be at 3 feet. So, no advisories. So we've got no advisories for you so far at all today. And that also goes for this afternoon on the Pacific. We've got winds picking up a little bit, picking up to 24 kilometres an hour, coming from the southwest. Waves, they are going to be at 3 feet. No change there for the waves. And that's it. There's your weather forecast and your maritime conditions for today here on this morning's breakfast show.
you're in danger. 400,000 disparos lost in the jails in South America.
Wonders, and it's Tony Joe White there, and that is Ain't Going Down This Time. And before that, the Rolling Stones, Undercover of the Night. That one's Tony Joe White, nicknamed, by the way, the Swamp Fox. And sadly, he was a beautiful lady. He's no longer with us. He passed away in October of 2018. Great voice. Enjoyed that. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 28 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Right, let's take a look at some of the international business news, shall we, for this morning. Taking a look at the markets, stocks hovered just above bear market territory on Monday as economic fallout from the war in Ukraine and persistently high inflation capped gains in equity benchmarks. Oil rose, gold extended its recent gains, but the dollar slipped as investors cut their bets on further advances in the United States currency from rising interest rates. Investors in Europe drew comfort from the S&P 500 index on Wall Street, ending Friday just clear of bear market territory, meaning down 20% from its January the 3rd record high close. The MSCI all-country index was up at 0.16%, still down nearly 18% from its record high in January. The S&P index suffered its seventh successive weekly fall for the first time since the dot-com bubble burst in 2001. Deutsche Bank said in a note. Now, for what it's worth, the Dow saw the first successive eighth weekly decline since 1923, which really brings home the state of the current sell-off, Deutsche Bank said. S&P 500 futures were up 0.7%, indicating a steady open in New York, though analysis that sounded a note of caution. I don't think we have reached rock bottom yet. It's a bear market, really. The market is still pretty concerned about the sticky inflation, said Michael Hewson, chief markets analyst at CMC Markets. The stocks index of 600 European companies rose 0.7%, to 435.7 points, down about 13% from its January record high. The Russian ruble strengthened on Monday, heading back towards multi-year highs hit against the dollar and euro last week, supported by capital controls and an upcoming month-end tax period. At 7.45 GMT, the ruble was 2.5% stronger against the dollar at 58.74, not far from 57.0750, its strongest mark since late March of 2018, which was hit on Friday. It had gained 2.3% to trade at 61.38 versus the euro, nearing its strongest point since June of 2015 of 59.02, also reached on Friday. United States President Joe Biden said that he was weighing cutting tariffs on Chinese goods while increasing calls on OPEC to raise oil production as he grappled with a politically damaging wave of inflation. I'm considering it. We did not impose any of those tariffs. They were imposed by the last administration and they're under consideration, Biden said, with regards to reducing tariffs on China. He made the comment during a news conference. This was with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Slowing economic growth in China and anemic demand for loans have sparked heavy buying of low-risk short-term financial instruments by lenders, and pushing yields near zero as banks seek to meet internal lending targets. Strong demand for bankers' acceptance bills, debt instruments guaranteed by banks, has pushed yields on one-month bills to an average of less than 1% and as low as 0.04% since the beginning of Shanghai's COVID-19 lockdown in late March. This is according to data from the Shanghai Commercial Paper Exchange. The energy security crisis since Russia's invasion of Ukraine must not lead to a deeper dependence on fossil fuels. International Energy, the IEA chief, this is Fatih Birol, said on Monday. The right investments, especially in renewable energy and nuclear power, mean the world need not choose between energy shortages and accelerated climate change due to fossil fuel emissions, Birol said at the World Economic Forum. We need fossil fuels in the short term, but let's not lock in our future by using the current situation as an excuse to justify some of the investments being done. Time-wise, it doesn't work, and morally, in my view, it doesn't work as well, Birol told delegates in Davos in Switzerland. And I guess you can't have business news without Elon Musk. Well, apparently, he has made a name for himself and Tesla by breaking the rules, but the billionaire's latest comments on politics and a claim of sexual harassment against him that he said is untrue may hurt the brand in the eyes of some car owners and employees. Musk on Thursday denied a report by Business Insider that he sexually harassed a flight attendant on a private jet in 2016, calling the person who made the claim a liar. The previous day, the Tesla chief executive, in the midst of contentious efforts to buy Twitter Inc., said that he would now vote Republican instead of Democrat and called the Democrats a party of division and hate. Tesla also was cut this week from the widely followed S&P 500 ESG index, which an index executive said was due to issues including claims of racial discrimination within the company and crashes linked to his vehicles. And I tell you what, it's worth looking around, because if you take a look around YouTube, see some of the amazing vehicles that are coming out, electric vehicles that are coming out now, especially from people like Kia, etc., Volkswagen. Have a check it out. Some great vehicles. I'd love one. I don't think I'll ever be able to afford one. We're 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Right, I've got a message here. This comes in from Renee this morning. I haven't started my phone up, so let me look on here. It's a little bit away off. Renee said she had a little bit of trouble waking up this morning, like me. They went off to the Panama Canal Museum. They went to the tour over the weekend. They said highly recommend it to anyone who has not been. And the added bonus is, of course, of George Scribner's art exhibition there at the moment. But she did say the rain too much. We decided to go and see Top Gun yesterday. Could you please play Kenny Loggins and Danger Zone?
I'm away. best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Give the day back.
There we go, that's Firehouse and Love of a Lifetime. Now, you're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Core FM. I'm going to play another piece of music after that. Yes, it's Il Divo time. I'm going to be asking you a couple of questions this morning to do with Il Divo. And what I'm going to want you, you're going to have to give me both answers, and you're going to have to send it to me by WhatsApp, 677-18822, 677-18822. That's the WhatsApp number. Make a note of that, 677-18822. I'm going to take the second person that gives me the right answer, so you're going to have to be a little bit sneaky there, so I get it in. The reason is because sometimes, you know, people that come in the first, they're always sort of the, basically the ones that win, so we'll spread it out a little bit. Two tickets we're going to be giving away. That's for one person. Two tickets for one person, so you can go with a friend if you got any. If not, you can take me. That's it. We're going to be giving that away after this piece of music.
Prima c'eri, ora no. Prima amavi ogni mio respiro. Spiegami come i brividi ora sono le spine di un amore alla fine. Mi baciavi, ora no. Mi parlavi fino a tarda notte, tra di noi c'era tutto, ora niente, oh file, sto parlando di file. Dove si va se non c'è file? Come si fa per tenere? Dimmi che forse credere si può. Oh file, dove si va se non c'è?
È un dolore che oramai tu lo sai e per noi una
feelings, and it's of course Il Divo. Now, are you ready? Are you sitting comfortably? I'm going to ask you two questions that are to do with Il Divo. Okay, two questions. Not going to make it too easy because of, it's a good prize, isn't it? We're going to give you two tickets to go and see Il Divo. This is at Lepa on the 26th. So that's a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And what I want you to do is I want you to WhatsApp on 677-18822. All right? 677-18822. Now, I'm going to take the second person who gives me the right answer this morning on that WhatsApp number, 677-18822. Okay, I'm going to ask you two questions. The first one, who created Il Divo? The second one, for once in my life, a celebration of what? Those are the two questions, all right? 677-18822. I'm going to take the second person who gives me the correct answer to both of those questions. Question number one, who created Il Divo? Question number two, for once in my life, a celebration of what? All right. Answers on the WhatsApp number 677-18822.
We could burn like evergreen. We could fire up every tree. Walking down on memory. I see you and you see me.
Smile with you, not in my scene, but you're on my mind. I lost one, I lost.
There we go. That's a Camino and Burning Fire. It's over. It's done. It is. We've got a winner. Now, I said I was going to take the second person that would give me the right answer for this morning. Well, the first person who came in and got it right was Christopher. Thank you for that, Christopher. You were quick. You were in quickly there. We had, wait for it. She can't go anyway, she tells me. But Mary Lou was the third person to come in with the correct answer this morning. The second person to come in and give me the right answer was Carolina. Carolina Quijada. Good morning to you, Carolina. And, congratulations. I think, you must be a new WhatsApper with us here on the breakfast show. Now, the two questions were this. So let me give you the answers. Who created Il Divo? Simon Cowell created Il Divo. For Once in My Life, I didn't say what it was or anything. For Once in My Life is a creation of what? A celebration, rather, of what? Motown. That's what the album's called. For Once in My Life, a celebration of Motown. So I'd like to thank you all for taking part, really. There are a couple that came in, didn't get it quite right as well. But thank you all for taking part. And a big congratulations to, let me say that again, because I got it here. It is Carolina. Carolina Quijada. Congratulations with you, Carolina. Yasmin will be getting in touch with you, getting all your details so that we can get those tickets to you and have you enjoy. So go and enjoy. All right. And again, thanks to everybody for taking part. Then what they say, it's taking part is important, not winning. Whoever came up with that one, you know who came up with that one, don't you? Person who didn't win. But that's it. That just about brought us to the top of the hour. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
And indeed, a big welcome back to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. I tell you what, just to remind you, don't forget our friends at Encuentra 24. Have you got a car to sell? Tell you what, every 6 minutes, someone buys a car on Encuentra 24. If you've got, in actual fact, more than 5,000 cars to pick just here in Panama. So do it quickly, because they go fast, all right? Encuentra 24. You publish it, they'll buy it. So don't forget, yet so many cars to choose from. Go and check it out, Encuentra 24. By the way, don't write in and say, hey, I've waited 10 minutes and I haven't sold it yet.
Been a year since I left, saw Mary, when she said goodbye. She cast a spell on my intentions, ooh, that's the reason why. Taking my thoughts from my bottle lately, and breaking them up in my mind. And all of my thoughts, they don't look pretty. What you've given, and it's so hard.
property of land. But I remember I first had Mary say her last goodbye. Breaking it up in my bottle lately and making it up in my mind. And all of my problems that don't look
Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Whoo, I have survived the weekend. I'm glad to have done it. Back in El Valle, what a beautiful drive back, full of rain. And I'm driving along and I see an actual beautiful toucan. Big black body, long yellowish green beak. He was flying right over the car. It was a beautiful thing. I thought, oh my God, how wonderful. I'm seeing wildlife in the wild. Well, speaking of wildlife, I have a friend who's living in Argentina who called me and said, hey, I can't feel my middle toe. It's swollen. It's been like this for a week. I don't know what to do. And I said, well, do you think you were bitten by a bug or a spider? She goes, I don't think so. There's just this little red dot. And I'm like, well, if there's a little red dot, it could be a bite. She goes, well, I've decided I'm going to go to the hospital. I said, okay, good, because that long, that much time without feeling in your toe and swollen the twice the size, she goes to the hospital. And then on her way to get to the door, she says, you know, I've been out of electricity for almost the whole day. I said, oh, really? And she goes, yeah. Oh, damn. Look. It's the breaker. And I was like, oh, okay. So she flipped the breaker, got the lights on. Problem unsolved. She gets to the hospital. Turns out she has frostbite. Frostbite. I was like, how do you get frostbite in Argentina? Turns out it's actually quite common. The people there are not aware that their toes are freezing because it feels warm, but the feet get cold. Recommendation? Thicker socks, warm sandals, warm slippers. Keep your feet warm. Soak them. And then when the doctor says, where are you from, Venezuela? No, Panama. Panama. You guys don't have freezing weather there. No wonder you have frostbite. So, my friends, you be careful when you travel outside this country. Because if you're not prepared, you too could end up in a hospital with frostbite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But anyways, beautiful morning. The sun is popping out over that mountain over there. Lots of things are turning green. Cars coming down the road. My flowers, my impatience are divine. And my avocado tree is ready to burst with more and more avocados. Hey, Jerry, let me know how you like those. Oh, my goodness. I'll have to pick you some more. I'll be back next week. Still got work to do. All right, you guys keep washing your hands. Stay safe. Try to stay healthy. A friend of mine said he came down with a cold, and he decided to go get tested. It wasn't a cold. He had COVID. But his symptoms were so similar and so mild that it was indeed a cold. But it was a cold with a coronavirus positive test. So if you guys think you're sick, just stay away from other people. Let's not spread any more than we have to. All right, I'm going for my morning jog, which is a fast walk because I'm not ready to run yet. Thanks, Yaz, for the inspiration. And back to you in the studio.
For him to know, calling three was time. that is all he'll ask. Stand him up and get on the track, but there's no way back. There's no one calling.
liking that voice. That is Wild is the Wind, and that's Nina Simone here on this morning's breakfast show. Before that one was Chance with Steve Gunn. We're just waiting for Llewellyn to join us this morning. He's going to be telling us about the Maritime Conference, which is on this week here in Panama. They brought it back to us here. In the meantime, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops in the morning. She had terrible trouble getting to work. So waited 40 minutes for a bus. Absolutely incredible. But she asked if we could play Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World, if you can find it. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM.
Yeah. smile, the one that always turns me on. And let me take your head down, 'cause we're staying up to greet the sun. And when your body's had enough of me and I'm laying flat out on the floor, when you think I love you all I can, I'm gonna love you a little bit more. Got to say a few things that have been on my mind, and you know my mind is built. I guess I learned my lesson, and now's the time to begin. So if you're feeling alright and you're ready for me, I know that I'm ready for you. We better get it.
There we go. That's it to Dr. Hook and a little bit more.
America's. This year it turns to being face to face with you. Maritime, we come America's, making sense of all in bunkering that's new. Maritime, we come America's, the perfect place to learn the latest bunker trends. Oh, maritime, we've got medicals. Come on to Panama and catch up with your friends.
Maritime, we've got medicals. Maritime, we've got medicals.
Yep, they've even come here with their own music. That's the Maritime Conference jingle for this year. And I've got with me here Llewellyn Banks Hughes, who's been arranging these things for donkey's years. Doesn't look any much older. You haven't changed that much, have you, Llewellyn?
No, I've been 25 for about 64 years.
Yeah, right, yes. Yeah. Which bit?
That's for you to find out, Jerry.
Hey, look, lovely to have you back. Welcome back to Panama. When was the last time you were here? Because obviously you haven't been because of the pandemic and all this thing, but...
Oh, it was last year, 4 years ago. In 2018 was the last time I was in Maritime Week Americas, which then was in the old days.
In the old days,
A lot has happened in the past 4 years worldwide and here as well.
And of course, it must have been a big deal for you guys because your business is conferences and so on. So, what did you do? Go on vacation for a couple of years? Or?
No, not a chance. We worked twice as hard. Actually, I'd probably say 10 times as hard.
Doing it all on Zoom.
All on Zoom and Teams and online conferences, and we did quite a few of those. We did Marathon Week Americas online. We did Marathon Week Africa. We did all sorts of things. I think about 16 conferences. The good thing about that is we got audiences we never thought we'd ever have.
Right.
From places that they could never come here, from New Zealand, Australia, Cambodia, Vietnam, Falkland Islands.
Okay. Argentina,
yeah. Okay. Malvinas, claro.
Remember where we are. They're only just down the road. Now, you're back up and running. How much have you done before this one? I mean,
well, we're very lucky, or it depends how you look at it. We had Boris Johnson over in Britain, and
he went to a
couple of parties.
Oh, great, lovely.
We come over here to repeat some of the parties, actually, because they seem to be quite good ones. But last July or August, he lifted all the sanctions, all the restrictions, so we were able to slot in eight live events in about a 7-week period. So we did a big one called London International Shipping Week. Thousands of people came into London. We did one in Antwerp, one in Rotterdam, one in Oxford, and one in Gibraltar, which is very successful.
Oh, great, great. And this one here in Panama, so you were here in 2018. Because you first came here, was it the 90s? Because if I remember rightly, I'm the one sort of helped you get here in the first place.
You helped me get here. You were still in short trousers.
Yes, I was in short trousers.
That's some time ago.
Yeah.
And yes, it was, I can't remember in the 90s when it was, 1996 or something.
It must
something.
Have been around about that time, yeah.
In the El Panama Hotel.
That's it. Yeah. And I always remember because it was the guy who was in charge, I think, of the ports or something then, Wayne, he's up in Houston or something, and because I always remember that, though, because I sort of them, I did a little bit of talking. I was talking about, you know, looking forward to the days when you would have large ships coming into Panama and they would discharge their cargo, and it's, well, you never get large ships here. Yeah. Well, guess what? We actually dug a new trench for them.
Dug a new trench, and it's packed.
It is. I mean, they're doing incredibly well. And, of course, I mean, I was saying earlier on, with this rain, although it's incredibly unusual for us, I mean, it must be doing the, keeping the, because we don't have any draft restrictions as of now, which is good, so... Hopefully they'll continue. What's your main topic for this year here in Panama?
The main topic is recovery from COVID, recovery from the financial problems that we had, recovery from the Ever Given stuck in the Suez Canal, all sorts of things. There's still congestion everywhere at all the ports around the world. Things are in the wrong place. There's been a logistics nightmare. But we're also trying to recover from runaway oil prices and gas prices.
I was going to say, I mean, it's not a question of recovering because they only just started, isn't it?
<You know? laughs> That's just started, yes. And against the background of 2 or 3 years of COVID as well. So everything's been disrupted. It's been a nightmare for everybody. But, you always got to be optimistic, and fingers crossed we'll get out of it at some point.
And how many delegates have you got coming in?
I've got 220 now.
Oh, that's quite something.
It's good, given the circumstances. We did have 3 this morning backed out because of COVID.
Well, they got COVID.
Here in Panama. They caught it yesterday.
Oh, they caught it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Really?
In a Panama office of one of the companies. One guy in Los Angeles couldn't fly over because he caught it. Or maybe it's San Francisco.
Right, right.
He cried off yesterday. But the rest are here.
Oh, good. Okay.
And we make it safe and we make it good.
Because did you have any trouble getting in when you came into Panama? Would they sort of give you a tough time? I mean, I asked them to, but they
mentioned your name. Despite his efforts, it was very easy to come in. It's probably one of the fastest times I've ever got through the passports and customs and things.
And they checked your vaccination certificate?
They checked all my stuff. I was safe to go.
Oh, good.
I mean, I look healthy. You know, what are they going to do?
Well, it's a matter of opinion, really. But I said, well, no, I'm reasonable because we are going to go for our first vacation for, you know, since around about 2015, I think. And this is because we're going to go up to the States on the way. We're going to Miami, then we're going to Boston, then we're going to go over on one of these river cruises on the Danube for a couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
So that'll be nice. But I'm really scared because We've got to go to the States. We're going to the States, so you've got to comply with their sort of COVID regulations. Have you been to the States, seen what they are? Did you come via the States? Or
no,
we came
via Holland. Mm-hmm. And in Britain and the Netherlands, there's hardly any masks. Nobody's doing anything mm-hmm. at all. It's mm-hmm. just all free and easy. Then, of course, you have to, from the plane to, from London to Amsterdam, there's no masks.
Right.
As soon as you get to the Panama plane, the KLM from Amsterdam to Panama, everybody's wearing masks, and it's very mm-hmm. strict because of the restrictions here.
Right, right. Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's not too bad. Yeah, but the thing is, this thing is so contagious. I mean, I've had four injections, plus I've had COVID, which was very mild, just sniffles and whatever, but I had, so I've got all these papers. But it's so easy to pick up, you just don't know, do you? You know, you could be in Miami, then you go to Boston for a few days. If I get it there, then I can't go on holiday.
Well, don't get it.
Well, that's my intention, you know. But, you know, you can't stop living. You've got to keep on.
No, you appear to have done. But
yeah, well, yes. And anyway, I completely digress. Who are your speakers? What are you going to be? Who are your speakers for the conference?
We've got quite a few speakers. This time, actually, interestingly, we've got a women's panel, just made up
okay.
of women, which is
okay.
quite good, from mm-hmm. from Colombia and the States and Mexico and places
mm-hmm.
like that,
mm-hmm.
which is quite good. We've got the British ambassador speaking as well.
Okay,
Tim Stew. Yeah, Tim
mm-hmm.
Stew.
Yeah.
He's going to speak on Wednesday morning, first thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Maritime Administration, the Panama Canal people. We've got a big variety mm-hmm. from all over the place. We have actually got, I think it's 110 companies from 28 countries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big spread of people.
Okay.
Which is...
How many from the UK?
Not very many from the UK. Part of the reason for that is we've done four conferences in the past month or so.
Right.
And they've gone there rather than fly over to here.
Mm-hmm.
But this, because of COVID and just various things have happened, we've skipped two or three Maritime Week America's
mm-hmm.
annual events.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we're doing two, one here in Panama and one in October in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, wonderful. That's good.
This is good.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably mm-hmm. get the Brits coming to that one.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of South Americans come to this one.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
So it works out fine.
All right, we're going to take a piece of music, and we'll be back. By the way, but thank Mark Gawthrop for his jingle.
For his jingle, yeah, he says basically, you get what you pay for. Well done, Mark.
We'll be back with Llewellyn in a minute. call themselves Skewiff, and that was A Little Spot of Soul. And joining me here in the breakfast show this morning, I've got Llewellyn Banks Hughes, an old friend of mine, literally, in every particular every way. Anyway, listen, it's great to have you with us. And as do you think Panama's changed since you've been here?
It's changed incredibly. I have my team here, and none of them have been here before. So I was pointing out various things like the island outside your window. Also, the Intercontinental Miramar, which used to be on the beach. And now it's nowhere near the beach. You've got to get run over trying to get to the beach.
There's no beach anymore.
There's no beach anymore. And the Casco Viejo is the old bit's older and the new bit's newer. But there's still
some nice hotels over there.
Brilliant hotels, yeah. It's very strange because you get a really beautiful new building, a new old building. And then you get a really crummy one in the middle that's about to fall down, and then you get a really nice one next to it as well. So bit by bit, it's getting renovated. But I guess
they do actually have a law. If you do have one of those buildings, you have to actually do something within a certain period of time. You can't just leave it.
Okay, well, some of them look like they've been left since the conquistadors. I don't know.
Well, probably, but you know the churches.
Churches.
Because you said you went to church yesterday. That was so funny. You went to church, got caught in the rain.
It was it was a beautiful day, beautiful hot sunny day, and we were all getting a bit sunburned and stuff, walking around the Casco Viejo. And we thought, let's go into the cathedral. It looks a beautiful place. And we all went, as one raindrop came, we thought, oh, it might rain a bit. So we went to the church, and we were all awed by the fantastic church and the altar and all the things. And all of a sudden, the heavens opened. It opened so much that the lady in charge of the church locked the door so nobody could get in, soaking wet.
And you couldn't get out.
We couldn't get out. So we were stuck in the church for getting on for an hour. It was torrential. But it was good. There's peace and quiet, apart from the noise of the rain on the roof. But
You didn't sort of get the impression that somebody was saying, ha, 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 we got them in the church, lock the doors.
Finally caught Llewellyn. Now he can't get out. it was fun. We really enjoyed it. And I think Panama's a brilliant place. Every time I come back, I love it. We're doing a canal tour tomorrow. Taking about 80 people to from Pacific to the Atlantic and back. And we're going to see a new bunker barge on Thursday up at the new cruise terminal.
Because we're getting the new cruise terminal here in Amador now, which is they've just started using it. I mean, we're developing sort of quite a bit on the marine side. But tell me, in the what do you sort of foresee? Because right now there is no end with the issue with the problems that are going on in Europe, and Europe backing away from taking the products from Russia. So there's a lot of pressure right now on the prices. OPEC don't particularly want to play games, to play along and give people more fuel. What do you say? Have you got any sort of ideas, forecasts, or what we're like to see? It's over $1,000 a ton now.
Oh yeah, it's tremendously difficult. And there's a lot of pressure from governments to abandon Russian oil and gas. Some of them are. I heard last week Finland got cut off the gas.
That's right.
From Russia, so it's a bit of a difficulty. There's enough oil and gas in the world. The question is not really in the right place.
Right,
it's always been the case. So all that involves is getting more ships and more trading and this sort of thing happening. America's awash with the stuff, and they're very happy to send it over to Europe. But of course, a pipeline full of gas is an awful lot more than the odd ship coming over.
Sure. And what are your topics? What are you concentrating on this week?
This week it's going to be recovery, obviously, from COVID and stuff. Although COVID is still very much rife in Panama, evidently by people even yesterday crying off. It's going to be that. It's sustainability, obviously, because the switch from this regulation from the IMO to basically remove carbon from fuel. So by 2050. But do it gradually between now and then. But it means if you're going to build a new ship, you have to know what you're going to run it on.
Exactly.
Going forward. Will it be natural gas? Is it a transitional fuel?
The thing is, if you're building a ship now, I mean, it's a ship that's expected to be operational for God knows how many years.
And 25 years.
Things are changing so quickly, and developing. You're going to have to. It must be difficult. It must be really difficult.
That's a big gamble. You've got to try and back the right ones. So everybody's sitting and waiting. But there are people now with trying out hydrogen, fuel cells. People talking about nuclear again. LNG, liquefied natural gas, is a kind of big winner for the moment. It's become a staple.
Mm-hmm.
but it can't last forever because of the emissions
coming from
it.
Right.
It reduces sulfur, so it's got over the 2020 issue, which is to get rid of sulfur in fuel. But it's not going to get to 2050 when there's zero carbon.
Mm.
So then hydrogen, green hydrogen, blue hydrogen, grey hydrogen, all these different types will be looked at. And ammonia is going to be a big role in biofuels.
Okay, I mean, ammonia is an unusual one, is it?
It's very toxic.
Yeah.
It's very, you need a lot of training to handle it, but that seems to be the ultimate winner, ammonia.
Really?
It's made from hydrogen, yeah.
Okay, interesting. Oh, I'll tell you what, sort of coming, we're going to, because you have a request this morning.
Of course.
Yes, being Welsh.
I'm very proud of being Welsh.
It's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual. It happens every day. No matter what you say, find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, there we go. There's the surprise. Mr. Tom Jones there. It's not unusual. So, and then, you know, how are things in the UK now? I mean, I'd be perfectly honest with you, sort of watching sort of what everything's going on in the UK. I mean, no rush to go over there.
No rush to go back. There's quite a rush to get out of the UK, but of course it's more difficult now because you have these restrictions to go to Europe for 90 days and that's it. And It's just
changed. Yeah, because of the Brexit.
Because of Brexit. Yeah. The B word.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's interesting.
But you can still go in because you're still within the Schengen countries, I believe.
UK's not Schengen. UK's outside Schengen, outside everything.
No, I know, but when I was looking at all the restrictions, because I'm travelling on my UK passport, so do I need any visa? I said, no, the UK does still have access, even though they're not.
Yeah, you can still,
travel without.
We do get a passport stamp though.
Really?
Yeah, that's very exciting. Nice. So it feels very good.
Look where I've been. So what about people that have retired, say, like to Spain? They have to become Spanish nationals.
Either to become Spanish nationals, their British driving license doesn't count anymore. Have to get a Spanish
test. Yeah,
yeah, there's all sorts of little things which you kind of
lucky.
Never thought about.
No driving licenses here. I mean.
But the big news is Boris Johnson's father has just become a French citizen.
So right.
He applied and he got it this week. ironic in the extreme.
Oh, love it. Yeah. Love it. Will he be fined for that?
He'll probably have a party to celebrate.
Anyway, look, it's great to see you. And,
good to see you too.
Good luck with this week. And I'll see you Wednesday evening. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, you're most welcome.
Well, keep up the good work. It's always good to see you.
Nice.
Been coming here for so many years now. So there we are. That's the Maritime Conference on this week. And, well, we'll go out with this.
Americas. This year returns to being face to face with you. Maritime, Week Americas. Making sense of all in bunkering that's new. Maritime, Week Americas. The perfect place to learn the latest bunker trends. Oh, Maritime, Week Americas. Come on to Panama and catch up with your friends.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't trouble and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Two really nice covers. We started off with Tula and the cover of Wicked Game, the Finn remix. Followed on there, the Flaming Lips and Lay Lady Lay. If you keep your eye on the time, we're 22 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to us, of course, 89.3 Cool FM, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're going to take another piece of music. It's from Spandau Ballet. It's called A Handful of Dust. And then after that, we're going to see what Yasmin's been doing over the weekend. And this morning, and I know she's got a couple of tracks for us from this day in music. No end to the excitement on this show.
Thank you.
disappearing off into the distance, Spandau Ballet and a handful of dust. when you see the sun coming out in the studio, that's what you see, at least a handful of dust. That's why we stress, but we keep the blinds closed, I think. And it is time for us to go and, well, see what's happening down the other side of the studio. We wander off. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
And how are we this morning?
Very good.
It's a bit brighter today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is, yes. And yes. Did you get caught in the rain?
When? During the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. That was fine.
Yeah, but gosh, yesterday it poured down yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Really did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you do over the weekend?
Just at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I went to the supermarket and I arrived home before rain starts.
Ah, okay.
That was great.
Mm-hmm. And haven't been to the movies or anything like that?
No, I'm going tonight.
Oh, you're going tonight? What are you going to see tonight?
It's a Mexican movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't remember the name.
Is it Mexican?
Yes. So I'll tell you tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right, that'll be
looks
fun.
Like it's going to be fun, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Excellent. Something else I saw just... Tom Cruise movie.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Yeah, I'm going next week, I guess.
Yeah, because it's had very good reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Andreas is going to see that, isn't he? So he'll be talking about that this week, I expect.
You should watch it, too.
Yeah, I should do. Mm-hmm. I haven't got any time because I'm out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I'm taking my car, Orbeewell, this afternoon to go be Revisado, so I won't have my car either.
Oh, yes, true.
It's that time of the year again.
Mm.
And you've been taking a rummage around. You found a couple of good tracks for today in this day of music.
Mm-hmm. What happened today? In 1960, the Everly Brothers started a 5-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Kathy Clown, which also spent 7 weeks at number one in the UK. It became the Everly Brothers' biggest hit single and their third and final US chart topper, selling 8 million copies worldwide.
Oh, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, a dollar for each would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Oh, wow, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's it, that's Kathy's Clown. Mm-hmm. And you've heard that one before. Have you heard that one before?
No, I don't think
no?
so.
No? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 1960, you said that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. I remember it very well, sadly. A good track. And your next one I like as well.
Oh, yes, so, of
course. Track with a difference.
Mm-hmm. In 1964, Ella Fitzgerald became the first artist to have a hit with a Beatles cover when her version of Can't Buy My Love entered the UK chart.
My friend, if it makes you feel all right. For I don't care too much for money, for money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I've got I'll give to you. For I don't care too much for money can't buy me love, can't buy me love.
Oh, that's brilliant. Ella Fitzgerald there in her version of Can't Buy Me Love. No wonder it did well.
Oh, she's awesome, always.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did you see? Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine's come through.
Yes.
Haven't seen her for a few days, have we? Yes.
Exactly.
No, I'm going to lie down and get a tan. What are you going to be doing today? You said you went to the supermarket yesterday, so you must be fairly clear today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, during the day, yeah, just to pick up Ian, and then at night to the movie theater.
Okay, yeah, great. I will enjoy that. And I hope Ian is still working hard with his saxophone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Good. Keep it up, Ian. Mm-hmm. Yes. Good lad. And, that's it. I'm taking my car to get Ravisado today. So mm-hmm. that's my excitement today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But why do you have to leave the car? That's really quick.
Well, because I'm having a service as well.
Ah,
while it's there, I'll get them to service it.
Oh, okay.
I might as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't thought of that. You're right. Because mm-hmm. I'm doing the Ravisado. I don't necessarily mean to have all the other stuff done, do I?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to find the file.
Okay.
So it may not even be going today yet. All right, look, enjoy your day, yes?
Thank you.
Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And we'll play a few more music. We've got, let's see, we're at 10 o'clock. Yeah, I've got about 19 minutes to go. So we've got some good few tracks. Here's one. This is from John Farnham. You're the voice.
Chance to turn the pages over.
There we go, that's it. John Farnham and You're the Voice. Here on The Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time, we are 19 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. And there's Lala the parrot. Can you hear Lala? Good morning, Lala. Hola. Time on The Breakfast Show. Parrot time. 18 and a half before 10. City Blues, and that's Marvin Gaye for you there. That's, I'll tell you what, I've got another good cover for you, because we've done a couple of covers, haven't we, with, and we did a cover, the one with Ella Fitzgerald, absolutely brilliant, Can't Buy Me Love. Here's another cover, this comes from the Overtones, Groovin'.
I really couldn't get away too soon. it's all fun and fun. We're together.
There ain't a place I'd like to be instead of grooving.
Oh, grooving down a crowded avenue. Anything we like to do, yeah.
Anything we like to do, yeah.
There's always lots of things that we can see.
We can be anyone we want to be.
And all those happy people we could meet.
Just moving.
On a Sunday afternoon.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Couldn't get away. I couldn't get away too soon.
Couldn't get away too soon. Things never thrill me like my Sundays do.
Oh, other days they pass me by.
I wanna be with you.
Yeah.
D.
Thank you.
And there we go. Tears for Fears then. Everybody wants to rule the world. Well, not everybody. But we won't mention any names. Right, that's it. That's the end of this Monday morning's show. Yes, I'm able now to sort of step back and sort of get ready for the rest of the week. Monday's always a sort of difficult one, isn't it? Anyway, lovely to be with you this morning. Big thanks go to Llewellyn, Llewellyn Banks Hughes, good friend of mine for many, many years when I was in the oil business. And he's got his conference here, the Maritime Conference, Latin American Maritime Conference, at the Hilton Hotel. So great to see him. Also, a big thank you to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, for her daily report. On her way back today, I think, so almost an everyday story of country folk. So big thanks to Ingrid. Also, of course, without a doubt, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, this day in music, and also for doing everything else in the background there, making appointments, and doing all our social media, etc., etc. So my producer, Yasmin, my co-producer, Neil Danby, big thanks to him. The boys and girls at Grupa Grodd will keep us up and running, as always, to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, at 6 o'clock in the morning. Special guest tomorrow, Stanley Hector Moreno, who's going to be coming in to chat with us. We'll talk about he's got some great books out, we'll be talking about those. Also, big thanks to Lala the Parrot, who likes to interrupt. So what do I want to be doing at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, all right? Look after yourselves. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.